This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Mourner. The historic Climax molybdenum mine is back in operation after a 17-year hiatus. That's good news for nearby Leadville, where unemployment's at about 10%. In a few minutes, we'll find out why the mine's owner, Freeport MacMoran, decided to reopen it. We'll also learn what moly is used for. First, we caught up with the mayor of Leadville, Jamie Stever, at the appliance store he owns. Mayor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
This has been a long time coming, huh?
Very long, absolutely.
What does the reopening of the mine mean for Leadville?
Well, the reopening of the mine locally means jobs. It also supports our community with folks who live at home, working at home, and spending at home. And, of course, there's also a tax base that helps this community tremendously.
Your answer seems to suggest that the workers are local then? These are folks who live in town?
Well, we do have a percentage of workers locally. I do not know what the exact is. I did tour the mine a couple weeks ago, and I ran into quite a few folks from our community. But there's also workers from Chaffee County as well as Summit and Eagle and surrounding counties, too.
How many jobs altogether right now, new jobs?
2 weeks ago, there were 313 employed at the mine, and what we were told, pretty much around 350 was the, I guess what I'd say, the magic number of workers out there.
And that's a lot, huh, for Leadville?
And that is a lot. Back in the heyday of mining, of course, with technology changing, there used to be several thousand working at the mine. So in reality, the numbers aren't as big as they were at one time as far as the population working. But in this economy, work is work. We are very, very happy to see the mine open.
I guess just with the opening and the closing and the opening and the closing of this mine over time, Leadville's really shifted its economy from mining mm-hmm. to one that's more based on tourism and recreation.
Absolutely. Tourism, recreation, and historical tourism here is ongoing. Mining's a roller coaster ride. Even the personnel at the Climax mine tell us mine's open and mine's closed.
They told you that this time around?
Absolutely.
Huh. It's a little daunting to hear, I guess.
It is, but still, jobs are jobs, and we have work taking place now. There was $750 million spent to get this mine up and running. I do not see that it's going to close anytime soon, for sure.
You said that you toured the mine and you saw some locals there. Were there any conversations you had with them?
Sure, absolutely. I shook hands with one of our local electricians that's now working at the mine, and he said, be sure and wash your hand after shaking my hand because you have moly all over it now. And he was right. It sticks to you like glue.
And is he doing electrical work in the mine, or he's just changed the nature of his work?
He's doing electrical work out there, for sure. He's a commercial okay. electrician, so he's part of the staff. Also, security, there's a lady working out there that lives here locally. I coached her son in high school football, and she's been working out there for quite a while. Just saw a lot of other faces, too, from Leadville.
How is the economy in general these days in Leadville?
It appears to be moving forward and looking up. We, of course, this particular year we had less snowfall, and we're seeing an earlier season of folks coming up to Leadville, walking up and down Harrison Avenue. This is normally mud season, and it's like an early summer. We're seeing a lot more winter type of recreation up here, too, even though we had a weak winter this last time around. The winter before was outstanding. And not just for skiing, but snowshoeing and Nordic skiing, alpine, you know, just a lot of things that bring people up here in the winter now, too.
On a different note, I understand the Danish Olympic swim team has been training in Leadville.
Absolutely. Well, they've been up here a couple times, and they've been very, very well received by this community. And I believe they found us. We didn't find them. They evidently Googled the highest swimming pool in the country or in the world, and they found us.
With the idea that if you can tolerate swimming at that altitude, what is Leadville? Give me the altitude.
We're at 10,152 feet.
If you can swim at that altitude, you can swim anywhere, I guess.
I would believe so. At sea level, you would be turbocharged.
Well, Mayor, Leadville's been associated with mining for many years, going back to the silver boom of the 1870s. Mm-hmm. Does the reopening of the Climax mine potentially have more symbolic value than practical value?
Well, there are still a lot of older miners here. This is, there's still a really, really heavy, what we call miner mentality here. People who have, through their generations that have worked at the mines here. There is some symbolic value to it, but still, it's a way of life and it's a way of making a living.
Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. Very enjoyable.
Jamie Stever is mayor of Leadville, where the historic Climax mine is back in operation after 17 years. We wanted to talk to the mine's owner, Freeport MacMoran, about why the company reopened the molybdenum mine, but a spokesman declined to be interviewed. So we called up the state geologist, Vince Matthews, and I asked him, why now?
Well, the price of moly went up dramatically from the first part of the 21st century until about 2005. It went from very near $2 a pound to $40 a pound.
Wow.
And it stayed up well above $20 a pound for the next 3 or 4 years. So Phelps Dodge earlier, and then Freeport MacMoran, after they bought Phelps Dodge, looked at that and thought they could make money at those prices by reopening it, and so they did. And while they were reopening it, the price dropped from over $30 a pound to under $10 a pound. And so they put it on hold for a while, and as most metal commodities did, there's been a fairly considerable rebound during the last 2 to 3 years, and it got back up over $15 a pound, and they went ahead and spent their $700 million or so to reopen it.
But $15 a pound, that's nowhere near 30 or 40. They still think they can make money at that amount.
Apparently so, because they went ahead and they've mined their first truckload of ore and apparently shipped it off already. So
now, do you see more volatility? Could it go from, the 15 to 17 range where it is now down to 2 or 3 again?
Well, I think it certainly could, and it also could go back up. So much of that's dependent on the health of China's economy and India's economy, because molybdenum is a very important alloy for steel. And obviously, when China's economy was cranking full bore, they were using a tremendous amount of steel, manufacturing a lot of it and using it.
And that's really a big driver here, China.
China really is a big driver, yes.
Is it likely that any of this moly would be consumed domestically, or is it all going to be sent overseas?
Well, I think the few steel mills that we do have in this country, certainly they are going to consume moly. And moly's used for a lot of different things. It's amazing the number of things that it is used for, and it's kind of a very interesting product because it's used as a lubricant, but it's also used as a hardener in steel. So it's got these very, very interesting properties. And one of the things that it's used in is alternative energy of photovoltaic cells. The CIGS process for creating these photovoltaics uses molybdenum in that process. And, of course, we manufacture those here in Colorado.
CIGS?
Yes, that stands for the particular elements that are used in it: germanium, indium, selenium, and I forget the C.
I can Google it with you.
All right.
CIGS. Copper.
Copper.
There you go. One thing that's interesting to note about this mine is that it's employing right now about 300 workers.
Right.
At one time, Climax employed more than 3,000 workers. So I gather Freeport MacMoran has found a way to just do more with less.
Well, they've got a different mining technique. They're going to be doing all the mining on the surface, whereas all of the mining before was done underground. And that underground process was very labor intensive.
makes a big difference. I mean, that's a huge difference.
It is tenfold. It is.
Yeah.
And as a resident of Leadville, we're very aware that it's not going to be the 3,000 folks that it was before.
Are you a resident of Leadville?
I am.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, the state geologist resides in Leadville. That seems apropos.
Well, unfortunately, I spend way too much time in an apartment here in Denver, but that's my official residence.
And this company, Freeport-McMoRan, has another mine in Colorado, the Henderson Mine, near Empire?
That's correct. And the Henderson Mine is totally underground mining, and it also, at the present time and for a number of years, is the largest molybdenum producer in the nation.
We've got a lot of the stuff here in Colorado, huh?
We really do. There's a world-class deposit over by Crested Butte. There's another one down by Rico that was drilled out by Asarco a number of years ago. We've got 100 spots in the state where we know that molybdenum occurs. You know, those are not going to be Climax-type deposits because Climax is the largest molybdenum deposit in the world. In fact, the Chinese were just announced a new deposit that they found, and they talked about it being the second largest deposit in the world, second to Climax.
Now, hearing that doesn't sound like it would bode well for Climax, though, that the Chinese have stumbled upon a huge mine?
You can get too much in the market. That's true.
Okay, so another factor to consider with the economics here.
Right. And I think the method of mining that they're going to be using, that surface mining, they're probably able to adjust the amount of molybdenum that they produce up there. And so they will coordinate what's going on at Henderson underground with the above-ground mining at Climax. And it's fairly easy, I think, to ramp that up or perhaps slow it down.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us, Vince.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Vince Matthews is the state geologist of Colorado. We heard earlier from Jamie Stever, mayor of Leadville.